Hey there, this is Jay John of Asian Pop Radio, the Jeanette and Jay John Show. You can catch us at 7 p.m. Australian Eastern Daylight Savings Time each Monday to Friday night for our program if you like to stream us via our app. Now, you can download our app for free via the App Store on both Apple and Android. But of course, you can listen to what happens on our program without the music on this podcast. So if you do want to hear what's happening on our podcast and keep up to date, do make sure you subscribe via iTunes. You can catch us on TuneIn as well. This is what happened on our February 28 show.
This is Jeanette and Jay John, Asian Pop Radio.
Give me the strength to get up.
Asian wide hits.
This is the Jeanette and Jay John Show here on Asian Pop Radio.
Well, you want to do the show yourself? Is that what you're saying? You want to do the show yourself?
No, I had a cheesel in my mouth, so I tried to say something.
You're eating cheesels again today.
I love cheesels.
Oh, my God.
It is my favorite.
It kind of sounds like you're here on the one day and that we're doing all the content on one day and you're eating the same bag of cheesels. But no.
I'm not.
No, not at all.
You buy the pack of 10.
Yeah.
And so it's my little snack when I come here.
Well, I've still got my half-eaten bag of popcorn here from yesterday.
But that's the same one. I can't keep up. Which is gross.
I can't keep up. How are you?
I'm good.
Anything interesting happened to you last night?
Yep.
Would you like to share?
I bought more cheesels.
Yeah.
For the whole week.
Why cheesels? Are they having a resurgence or what?
No, it's just good. Puffy cheesiness.
Cool. All right. And Robert's back with us all week long. Isn't that exciting?
Absolutely.
Well, hopefully you're back here all week long.
Wow.
Robert, of course, helping out again with producing Asian Pop Radio. So if there's something you don't like about the show,
you need to tell Robert.
I'm the one to pester.
Tell Robert what needs to improve. Hey, we've got lots of great stuff.
Can you improve,
Jay John? I can't be improved. I'm already amazing.
Have you reached your maximum level?
Yeah, pretty much.
Ew.
Does that mean it's downhill from here?
Oh!
Hope not.
Anyway, we've got some good stuff happening on the show, but I'm just going to, you know, let it eventuate on its own. But we've got some good music. We've got some Red Velvet today, Trung Hyo, Green.
X21.
Yeah, Dayan Trisha.
Ooh.
Who is a Malaysian musician that hopefully we're going to be speaking to very soon. It was really cool. I've got a story about it. I wrote to her on Facebook about 5 months ago and said, we really want to have you on the show. And I didn't realize that they wrote back and said, contact management. So then I emailed management on Friday and straight away they wrote back saying, yeah, let's lock it in. Here's all of our catalog of music.
Okay,
we're going to be playing
awkward.
So much more Malaysian music.
Heck
so
yeah.
in the days and weeks and months to come.
Shout out to Malaysia.
Yeah, it's truly
Asia.
Yeah.
Damn, that airline. Love that airline.
Good. Not everyone does, but, you know, I like it. I've flown with them many times.
Who is your favorite airline?
Asiana Airlines, because there's a chance that we may collaborate.
That is my favorite, too.
You know who's my favorite airline?
17.
The one that allows us to fly free places.
Tiger.
Places for free. I can't even pretend that I would like Tiger. I just can't.
Tiger's the bomb.
All right. You know, well, yeah, they do bomb frequently. Let's go to our first song of the day. It is very nice because it's from 17. And the song is very nice. On the Jeanette J. John Show, Asian Pop Radio. Picked a good one, Robert.
Are you nice?
That was Very Nice by 17 on the Jeanette J. John Show, Asian Pop Radio. Don't forget you can follow us on Twitter at
that
Asian Pop Radio.
That was Very Nice by 17.
You're a little bit behind.
No, I'm not.
I just said that.
Did you though?
Yeah, I did.
You didn't say it properly.
Did I not? Do you want to stop everything now and do it again and in a better Jeanette way?
Yeah, definitely.
And go for it then. Fine. Do it.
What were you saying before? Continue on.
According to an exclusive report by Herald Pop, 17's Hoshi is going to be a college student at Dongang Institute of Media and Arts. Back in February 2015, Hoshi graduated from high school, and 3 months later, he made his debut in 17 and was unable to further pursue his education due to his busy schedule with promotions.
But he made it. He made it.
Yeah, well.
Made it to college.
Is he at the point of making paper yet?
Yep.
They've only been around for a couple of years.
But it's been
Can
very nice.
Can a
K-pop
artist make paper that early on? I don't know.
Do they have like 16-year-old rates or something?
Probably. That's probably why they all start at 15. Jeanette,
what?
Have you ever considered going back to study at all?
Yes.
Yeah?
Masseuse.
You want to be a masseuse?
Yeah.
Yeah? That's good because you have to put in like 100 hours of practice. So your boyfriend would be probably benefiting from that.
No, he sleeps a lot.
So he wouldn't know about it.
Nah.
So would you massage me?
Robert, would you like to study anything if you had to go back to studying?
Oh, if I had to go back to studying, not sure I would. It's
Is it so far gone now you would not consider going back to study? Yeah.
Oh, maybe in a few years, but not at the moment, no.
Ah, cool. Mm. There you go.
Mm. Jace?
Well, Jeanette, funny you should say it. I'm not going back to study, no.
But if you were, what would you do?
I think I would probably go down the media communications path, PR, that sort of thing.
Ew, try and make sense. I feel like you already did that, though.
No, I feel like I'm already doing it, but
weird,
I've not got
like,
the qualification for it.
What about being a botanist?
A botanist?
That too. Either or.
I'm studying to be a botanist.
Bottoms only.
I like
round bums.
I like the environment, but I don't like getting my hands dirty and I get hay fever. I'd rather be in the studio.
Why would you get hay fever from bottoms?
I don't know where to go with that. So you know what I will do? I'll go to the news headlines. Thanks
Didn't
to your shuffle.
Out.
Yeah.
You're welcome. X21's Parallel Girl in the Mirror here on the Jeanette and Jay John Show, Asian Pop Radio. Fun fact.
Wow.
X21 is a Japanese girl idol group.
Yep.
It was formed in 2013 with 21 finalists with the average age of only 14 years.
14 years?
14.
14 years.
And on the 13th Japan Bishoujo Contest, and I just butchered that, but
yeah.
Can we just talk about how the average age is 14, though?
Yeah, they started young, right?
Imagine the average age of 9. Do you know if they know, like, the 12 by 12 multiplication?
I think there's 13.
There's 13?
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't know how to answer. Someone I do know how to answer is Shaz, and she's
Yay!
On the line.
Hello, everyone. And don't worry, it's not as bad as there's a male pop group. I can't even remember what they're called. One sexy zone and the average age is about that. So
And
that's a male group and I'm a bit done with them.
I do remember Sexy Zone. They've been around for a while, though, Sexy Zone, haven't they?
Yeah, the first album of theirs I got in 2013. So, yes, I think they've been around since a few years before then as well.
Did it make you feel sexy, Shaz?
Did it make you feel like you were in the sexy zone?
Are you in the sexy zone now, Shaz?
Oh, so funny.
Giggling uncomfortably because she was in the sexy zone.
Yeah, well, I've currently got I'm watching YouTube and I've got a picture of a cat open, so I'm totally in that zone.
You've got a picture of a cat open? Like, is someone operating
on it? A
picture
or maybe a video?
No, I'm watching a video and it's about makeup and for some reason there's a cat, so, you know.
How much do you think you know about Sexy Zone? Do you want a quiz?
Ooh.
I know nothing. I know nothing.
How many members are in Sexy Zone?
Four?
Five.
Five?
Who are they
managed?
Who are they managed by?
Who knows?
Johnny
it's
and
not
Associates.
The main... Is it? Is it
AO Crew?
No, not Johnny. Not Johnny Al.
No, Johnny from AO Crew.
AO Crew.
Hello, do say it.
I don't think so.
AO Crew입니다.
Johnny's Associates basically own every J-pop artist, so I'm not surprised there. But
I thought it was like Johnny and Co, but it was actually called Johnny Associates.
Johnny and Associates.
Who are the associates? Are they sexy
Johnny's
too?
Johnny's mum, Johnny's dad, Johnny's.
Isn't it Johnny's? No, it's Johnny's Junior's, isn't it? Or something like that.
Anyway.
Is that what you're talking about? Yeah.
No, okay, so if we really want to share, Johnny & Associates is a Japanese talent agency formed by Johnny Kitagawa in 1962. He's been around for a while, training and promoting groups of male entertainers known as Johnny. So yes, you're right. In 1999, company sued a publisher, which published articles alleging that sexual abuse and coercion to use of drugs had occurred at the agency. Good times.
Good times.
Good times.
Sexy but now, zone.
Now they have Heisei Jump. They have Arashi.
Ooh.
And I think they have, they might have News as well. And oh no, they have Kiss My Futsu as well.
Yeah, the most bizarre name for a group ever.
Kiss My Futsu.
Yeah. Yeah, now, especially like Kiss My Feet. Yeah. I don't understand
it
either.
Yeah. Well, you know, don't knock until you've tried it, Shaz.
Oh, they're one of my favourite J-pop groups, but, you know, besides the point.
Yeah.
Is it your favourite pastime as well?
Wow, you guys ask weird questions on this show.
Yeah, we're running low on content at the moment, Shaz, can you tell? But enough about foot fetishes. What is happening on Chopsticks and BS?
Well, we had another amazing show this week where Bridget actually joined us, which was exciting.
Wow.
We finally got around to talking about RTX, so I'm not going to bring that up anymore. And we played an amazing selection. Did you know there have been so many amazing debuted groups this year already?
Heck yeah.
So we played some of them, which we played Bulldog, which I know they debuted it was the end of last year, so it's, you know, like recently, last 4 months, and they're having a comeback next month, I think it is. And then we also played a group called Maz0094 and B-Skit and Varsity and some Dreamcatcher.
Yes.
Varsity.
Oh my god, Jason is speechless by all of the debuts.
It was
debuts.
A really fun show. Like, I don't know.
No. I'm soaking it all up. I'm soaking it all in.
I don't know. I really love the groups that they're debuting this year. There've been some amazing debuts. And then next week on this, like this coming week show, we're planning on playing some card songs, some K-A-R-D, because they're as of now, their second song, which is Don't Recall, has gotten 8 million views on YouTube, I think it is.
That's cool. Just 8 million, whatever.
Yeah, just a casual 8 million. I think they got like a casual like 6 million the first day that song
very
came out.
Cash, aren't they?
And their debut song.
Very cash.
Whatever, 6 million.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hope they got Google AdSense on
but
that.
But you do know about that group, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
They're with Johnny and Associates,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, you know that they're the co-ed group.
No, they're like the first boy, girl group ever.
Really?
Well, it's not ever because there was co-ed school, but I was watching someone analyze co-ed school and he said that the reason why co-ed school failed was because it felt more like a collaboration between a girl group and a boy group. There was no interaction and the girls always did girl moves and the guys always did guy moves and they never like danced together. And when they did, it was very like basic moves.
So it looked
like
a special stage.
K-A-R-D. Yeah. With K-A-R-D, they're dancing together and you'll get a lot of the girl and guy dances together, and it made it very interesting.
Okay.
And a lot of the movements were both more masculine movements, and the others were more feminine movements, but everyone danced the same thing.
Cool,
so
I like that. Mix
it
up a bit.
That's why they said it was working. It's a, and it's a really amazing song. You guys should play it on your show one time.
Well, I think we should do that. Yes. Should we play it after this? No, let's not do that. Let's do it another time. That sounds too hard. Too hard. Too hard, Basket. Shaz, I think it's nice when we all get together. We don't have to, dance, do boy dance moves. We don't have to do girl dance moves. We just all share. And
we do the do's that we want to do.
Get together, drink milk, and be harmonious
Love
with
milk.
One another. I have to find a way to talk about milk
exactly.
in each segment. I have to.
Milk is my favorite.
Do you have a favorite flavored milk, Shaz, while we're on the subject? Because I'm drinking milk now. Can you guess the flavor that I'm drinking? For real, I'm drinking milk.
Chocolate.
Why do you take me for a chocolate drinking man?
I don't know. I don't. Well, I don't want to say banana because I absolutely hate banana.
Oh, gross.
Maybe vanilla milk, plain milk, whatever you want to call it.
Plain milk. No, it's strawberry milk.
I mean, strawberry milk. Chocolate milk sounds more manly than strawberry milk.
But you know, what's, Jason what's isn't manly.
Yeah, this is true. I'm not manly. And what's not manly about strawberry milk? Strawberries are grown in the field. They're ripped from the earth. There's nothing more manly than that.
Well, historically, the color pink was a very masculine color because it was close to the color red. So it meant like blood and like, you know, all that kind of thing. So pre-World War II, I think it was, the color pink was actually a male color. And because blue was so calming and peaceful, it was a girl color.
It's really cool.
We
started with J-pop boy bands that average an age of 14. And we moved on to the history
J-John
of
with no
colors.
Masculinity.
All right, I'm going to leave it there and I'm going to play a song and then I'm going to go to the gym to work on my pecs.
Shouldn't you say abs?
No, when I figure
Why
out.
Why your pecs? Do you want to grow boobies?
When I figure out what my pecs are. All right, Shaz, thanks for joining us. Can you plug Chopsticks and BS again?
Every Saturday and Sunday night at 7 and played sporadically throughout the week.
Love it. Thanks, Shaz.
Don't miss it. Don't miss it.
Say hi to Bridget if she's ever in the room with you again.
Hi, Bridget. Oh, wait. You mean if she's in the room with me? Okay.
See ya.
Bye-bye.
Here is Red Velvet. Happiness, because happiness is Siobhan.
La, 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 la.
This is the Jeanette J. John Show on Asian Pop Radio, and that was Orange by Green. And we hope you're having a good day. We're having a good day. We are
having a colourful
popcorn,
day.
Eating popcorn. Very it's palm oil free. It's gluten-free. It's vegan.
I'm eating cheesels.
You ate cheesels? I didn't get a cheesel. I'm not going to delve into that any further, but not happy, not happy. Robert, you had a bit of an idea for a segment.
Yes. Well,
are you going to get to know us?
Yes. I'm going to start by, you know, getting to know you guys because, you know, I don't get to chat to some of you as often.
Yes.
There's nothing to know about
me.
Yeah,
we're pretty transparent.
Right. I am a mystery.
Well, there you go. We're done.
So
and
onto
our
track.
Next song. No, go on.
No.
Yep.
Wondering what some of you guys have in terms of favourite drama.
Drama.
Salsy.
Now, so the thing is that Jeanette's pretty big on drama. She is just a drama queen in general.
Yeah.
I don't watch many dramas.
You don't wash? That's gross.
I don't wash, but I don't watch many dramas either. But Jeanette, would you like to answer that question? So your favorite Asian drama of the last 10 years, that's a big call.
I'll do
Can you
my
narrow it
two
down?
Recent ones. Like the two recent ones is obviously Goblin.
Yes.
That one had really high ratings, apparently. The highest rating for don't know what TV show it was on.
Wasn't it just KBS?
I don't think it. No, it wasn't. It was the other one. But Goblin was highest rating as well.
SBS.
As well as Kim Bok Joo, Weightlifting Fairy. That one was pretty good. It's all about a girl who's got muscles and still falls in love.
Who would have thought that a woman with muscle could fall
and
in love?
And her dad owns the chicken shop.
Yeah.
So.
That's what I do like about K-dramas, that they tend to be linked to a fast food restaurant of some sort in some way.
Even a homegrown one.
Yeah.
Also, Doctors. That was disgusting to watch.
Doctors?
Yep. So they actually did surgery and would show the little brain. That's being dissected and being like, that's the tumor. And it's like,
oh, that's
yummy.
Squirmish.
I was eating breakfast at the time. It was
I hope
delight.
You weren't eating brains.
Nah, just cereal.
Yeah.
As well, a throwback. Three of my favorites is Pasta.
Right.
It was based on a true story for a chef in Korea who was very arrogant, didn't like any other chefs, but then fell in love with one. So,
wow. Two chefs. Barry.
Two chefs, touche.
Do you think you could marry a chef?
Yep.
Because it would be of benefit to you because you eat amazing food, right?
Yep.
But would they not be standing over your shoulder the whole time critiquing everything that you cook?
But why would I be cooking?
Annoying. Well, I don't think just because they're a chef, it means that they want to cook food when they get home. Like most people would Robert doesn't go home and try to find IT stuff to make
or sometimes
do outside of your spare time. Like, you just want to shut off and do something different, right? So I don't think chefs
go home and cook.
You reckon? I don't think chefs necessarily want to cook all the time.
Is this a big debate? I actually had this conversation yesterday.
Yeah.
With someone special.
Yeah.
And we had a really big fight because I believe that chefs don't go home and go, okay, I'm going to cook for my family. When I cooked for 400 people today.
Yeah, you would just like put your feet up. You don't want to be in a kitchen. You just get some McDonald's or something.
Wow.
Yeah, or at least like Uber Eats or something. Yeah.
But why would you think that they would be cooking at home?
No, I said I go home and cook at home.
Oh.
You go home and cook, yeah. Yes. But you don't work with food during the day, you see?
No.
You're
no,
putting
I don't.
Computers into fast food restaurants, but it's not exactly cooking food.
No, it's not cooking food.
In some way, yep. It is.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah, well, okay. We totally got off track there.
No.
Do you have a favourite, Robert?
I do.
Yeah, what is it?
I've kind of got a couple. One of them, I think it was Five Stars Tours, I think it was called.
Well, that's a weird name for a series. Five Stars Tours. Right.
Was it really good?
I've probably got a little bit wrong there, but it's about a new tour guide who has to give really difficult tours to really difficult customers.
Okay.
I think I've watched this. Is it really handsome?
I don't know.
No, like, and then all the ajummas are like, so handsome.
So they all want to go on a tour and Chris is good looking.
Okay. No.
Okay. Wrong drama.
Wrong drama.
Ignore me.
Okay.
So this one's a J drama. He manages to get through it by finding basically a department of discarded tour guides. I found it quite enjoyable.
I think it would be funny.
It was actually some of it. I guess, well, going with a throwback that to compare to Jeanette's, I would say GTO or Great Teacher Onizuka is one of my all-time favourite. Now, there are two versions of it. My favourite is the 1998 drama.
Okay.
And, yeah, it's just amazing. I've watched it so many times.
All right. Well, I think in conclusion, J-John works too much. J-John needs to watch more dramas.
J-John does need to watch more dramas.
Jeanette and Robert have given J-John some good ideas.
Goblin.
I did search Goblin the other night, and then I got distracted and then did not watch Goblin. And I have been meaning to watch Goblin, and I promised you I would so I could talk about it, but it has not happened yet.
It could be two whole segments by itself.
Yeah, true. I promise tonight I will go home and at least watch a little bit of Goblin.
No.
No, I will. I promise.
You need to rest.
I promise
I'll watch Goblin. Rest your okay-looking face.
Oh, wow. Thank you for saying my face is okay. I think we should get to a track now. Dian Trisha from Malaysia with the track Stargazing. You can find her on social medias, fb.com/Dian.Trisha, Twitter at Dian Trisha, and Instagram, Dian Trisha. And this song is absolutely beautiful, this song. We've played it before,
amazing,
but we haven't
actually
played it for a while.
I haven't heard it in a while.
Well, let's play it now. Stargazing on Asian Pop Radio. That was Perk by Trek with I Believe on the Jeanette J. John Show, Asian Pop Radio, which brings us to the end of today's episode. Can you believe it?
What
so
a day.
Quick. What a day. It was good to chat to Shaz. It's good to talk.
I've made a mess. Sorry.
Dramas with Yous guys. Thanks for being here again. It's always
Robert,
good to have you in the studio.
Random question. What's the definition of Yous?
I didn't think it was really a word. Maybe use peoples?
I'm just playing around. I know it's uses guys. I know what I'm
wrong.
Talking about.
Wrong.
Yeah.
Use is goat or sheep.
You said
like
this
a whole
last
pack
week.
Of them.
You said this last week.
Y-E-W-S.
I should have been taught by now.
E-W.
Is it E-W-E-S?
Yeah.
Use.
You, yeah.
True story. Hey, I'm looking ahead of time.
Cool, guys. Grammar, I love it.
I'm looking ahead of time to see what's on our Wednesday show, and we're going to be playing some Blackpink tomorrow. We're going to be playing another Dian Trisha song. We played her today. That's cool. We're going to be chatting to Cassandra, the world's oldest K-pop fan.
My favorite.
Talking holidays and travels. Speaking to Katie from the Asian Pop Radio team. She recently performed at Party on the Park.
Yeah, she did the do.
Lots coming up, so do keep listening to Asian Pop Radio. I have been Jay John.
I have been Jeanette.
And I've been Rob.
Hey, Robert. We're going to the top 10 countdown.
Here
it is.
Been robbed.
Bye.